Welcome to the official podcast of the International Food Blogger Conference. This is a commentary on Session 2 from Saturday, May 16th, 2009. We caught up with Kathleen before the panel to hear what she's looking forward to this weekend. We also interviewed conference attendees following the session to learn how they find their voice. The panel, Finding Your Voice, was moderated by Warren Etheridge of Words and Wine. The speakers were Rebecca Den, food blogger for the Seattle PI, Julia Brosterman, CEO and founder of Women in Wine, and Kathleen Flynn, IACP chair and author of The Sharper Your Knife, The Less You Cry.
My name is Kathleen Flynn, and I write books and I write magazine articles about food and wine. And I am the chair of the Food Writers, Editors, and Publishers section for the International Association of Culinary Professionals. And our group actually represents about 1,200 food writers in 27 different countries, many of them food bloggers. So I am here today. I'm actually speaking. Very excited to take part. And I'm actually just really interested to see what's happening and to hear not only from the speakers today, but all of the attendees and why they're here. And as an organization, how IACP can really do a better job of serving what they're interested in and keep on top of what's happening in the blogosphere.
My name is Kim O'Donnell. I write A Mighty Appetite, the daily food blog on WashingtonPost.com. I thought that it's always great to have a conversation about what it means to find that inner person inside and translate it into words. It's not an easy thing, and the more that we can talk about it, the easier it is for us, you know, when we leave the conference. I've been a writer for the better part of 20 years, and I would say that finding your voice is a lifelong process, that your voice, my voice 18 years ago is somewhat different than the voice that I have now, and that I've come to understand that it is an ever-growing, ever-evolving phenomenon, and to sort of roll with it, but to be true to it, always.
I'm Norma Rosenthal. I do publicity for restaurants, chefs, wineries, all sorts of hospitality. I'm a freelance food, travel, and wine writer, and I'm a partner in a publishing group. I thought it was one of the most important panels, and probably the reason that I came. Finding your voice is something I'm really looking for, because I write in different voices. I write for restaurant newsletters, I ghostwrite columns, and I write my own. I'm about to start a blog. And so I have several voices I have to find. The speakers really were, because there were three of them and they each had distinct voices of their own, it makes me realize what I have to search out within myself to make each of my writing apply for that audience.
I thought it very intriguing because I'm trying to also define my voice in my writing, and it really started to make me think and start to pull things out that would be really important, not only in writing my articles but also in doing the blog, but then thinking when I'm consulting with restaurants, there's a voice that needs to be heard and written about, and it kind of being able to always pull that out of the individuals who you're working with and also the concept. Writing outside of your comfort zone, I think, is really important because it truly does, like everything, if you just step a little bit outside, you gain 10 times as much.
I thought it was terrific. It was nice to see a variety of opinions coming from the panelists. It was clear that they didn't agree on everything. And there's actually a lot of helpful, practical information in the session about reading other authors and then starting to deconstruct what it was about their writing that made it so good. Specifically, I liked hearing about how food writing has the opportunity to incorporate all 5 senses.
I do a monthly dish off. It's an Iron Chef-like competition between some restaurants based on a song title. They have to create a menu based on a song title. And I also write for Seattleist, Examiner, and it all gets aggregated at my blog site, which is Gastrolust. Yeah, I like that. I like hearing the different perspectives of the speakers, and I liked also getting the questions from the audience, both the ones who were here in attendance and also that they brought in questions from the outer world online.
I'm Kathy Casey. I'm a chef and a bar chef, and I do international consulting, an author, and I also have a blog at kathycasey.com. Well, it was really fun listening to hear about people's voice, finding your voice, and it was fun to hear the different opinions on that. I wrote a column for 15 years, and I don't have a background as a professional journalist, but I always try and write like I speak. And readers have always said, oh, that sounds just like you. And it was fun to hear them talk about that, too, and how they go about that and how they really portray that to their readers.
This is a Porter Novelli production. Be sure to check back for the next IFBC Session podcast.